This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Is the harsh interrogation technique called waterboarding actually torture, and is it illegal? During his confirmation hearings last fall, Attorney General Michael Mukasey declined to answer, but said he would review the subject and respond at a later time. He was back before the Senate Judiciary Committee today.
Waterboarding is not among the techniques currently authorized for use in the CIA program. In that respect, passing on its legality is beyond the scope of the commitment that I made to this committee.
Once again, declining to answer. Slate.com's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick is at the hearing. She joins us now. Dahlia, how did the senators like that answer?
Well, it depends which senators, Alex, but certainly the Democrats and the Senate Judiciary Committee were not all that impressed. They had sent a strong letter last week to Mukasey saying, listen, you know, you promised us you'd look into this. You hadn't been, quote, read into the program. Now you've been read in. What's the answer? And last night, even in advance of this hearing, Mukasey sent an equally strong letter back saying, listen, in effect, since we stopped waterboarding, it's not appropriate for me to even try to answer this question, and I'm not going to. So, you know, Ted Kennedy kind of shook him up a little bit, saying you're opposed to waterboarding, but you're not sure that torture is waterboarding is something like saying you're opposed to stealing, but not quite sure bank robbery would qualify as stealing. Mukasey objected to the analogy. So it really did seem as though the senators, at least on the left side of the aisle, wanted a definitive answer, and Mukasey essentially would not provide it.
What about the senior Republican, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, Dahlia? Last fall, he was pretty tough on the attorney general in those confirmation hearings.
And he was tough again today, Alex. I mean, Specter is very, very concerned and has been concerned about what he sees as executive branch overreaching, the president seizing all sorts of constitutional powers to do things that violate the law. He challenged Mukasey directly today, saying, listen, didn't the president assert the constitutional power to break the law in terms of warrantless wiretapping, in terms of torture? Here's Mukasey's answer.
I think we are now in a situation where both of those issues have been brought within statutes, and that's the procedure going forward.
That's not the point. Point is that he acted in violation of statutes, didn't he?
And what did the Attorney General say about that?
Well, you know, the Attorney General tried to do sort of the same thing he did with waterboarding. He said, we don't do that anymore. The problem's been solved. Move on, nothing to see here.
How was the overall reaction to Mr. Mukasey? Because this is his first reappearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which had very testy relations with his predecessor, Alberto Gonzalez.
You know, I think that there's two things going on, Alex. One is that there's a much greater respect accorded. You know, Mukasey really presents himself as a grown-up, as an intellectual. But you're quite right. You know, this was a very hard-fought nomination. He got confirmed with a really squeaky vote. And it was very, very clear today that the Democrats are not prepared to sort of be mollified and put up with his reassurances that just because he's fixed some things doesn't mean they can't scrutinize what's happened before.
Slate.com legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick, Attorney General Michael Mukasey before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Dahlia, thank you.
Always a pleasure.